Favorite type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 in average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. What this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The first day of fall. Summer is over. The leaves are changing. The air is getting cooler. The nights longer. Soon, it will be sweater weather. Then, coats. Next thing you know, you're clearing a foot of snow off of your car with your ATM card because you don't know where your ice scraper is. All so you can get stuck behind a snowplow on your way to work. The mere thought of it makes my lips chap. But in the meantime, happy first day of fall from all of us.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The U.S. today passing 200,000 coronavirus deaths.
The U.S. has the most number of cases and deaths worldwide, though five other nations surpass the U.S. in deaths per capita. Some scientists say other nations are reporting lower figures because they may not have started expansive testing as early as the U.S. or could have attributed a number of deaths to other causes.
Fox's Evan Brown. A vote on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee is now virtually assured.
Utah Republican Mitt Romney won't oppose voting on a nominee this year to fill the vacancy left by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Romney's support means Majority Leader Mitch McConnell likely has the votes needed to move ahead with a confirmation.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Trump says he'll announce his choice Saturday to fill the seat left vacant with Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death. America is listening to Fox News.
Well, get another nice mess you've got me into.
Every fall is the season when the leaves fall down. It sure sucks when you gotta rake them and put them in huge paper bags.
You know that they're not light
when they're wet.
Autumn really bites. Every fall is the season for raking.
windshield blower much easier. 405 on News Talk 93.1 FM. And what I think this is my 16th fall in Alabama. This is the first one I can remember, or the first day was actually on the cool side. Here's a... God, I don't want to be negative. What do you want to talk about? I mean, choose 272-9228. This is a guy that wrote a column. I guess he's a newspaper reporter named Leo Ginnin. Let me just see where this creep works. Medium.com. Well, that's a favorite. I've never heard of it. This column says, today I gave my dad a choice. Trump or his grandkids and his son. His note said, due to the signs in the yard, the kids and I will not be down. The current occupant of the White House is preaching hate and violence. Where is the evidence of that? Where is the hate? Where is the violence? This is ridiculous. What hate, what violence is Trump preaching?
He's preaching against it.
I believe it's Seattle and Minneapolis and Rochester and Kenosha and all these Democrat-run areas, Chicago, where the violence is taking place with Democrats who refuse to stop it. Instead, in Seattle, Mayor Gherkin Greenbeck, whatever her name is, appoints a former street pimp to be the street authority or whatever the hell. So already this hate and violence. I have yet to hear anything that comes remotely close to preaching hate and violence. Where is the evidence? Anyway, endangering the lives and safety of many of my friends. Huh? This is not acceptable to me at all. There is a complete disregard for women, minorities, science, ethics, and morality. Because Democrats, they are the moral people. Please consider if you support Trump that much, because I hate him that much. I want to be upfront and honest about my feelings. So basically, Sonny tells Dad, if you're going to support Trump, I'm taking away my grandkids and me, which in his case would be no significant loss. Wow.
You know, I think that is pathetic.
It's beyond pathetic.
Happy hour, who said?
New York Times running a column. Democrats need a plan. Yeah. Fast. Here's how they can apply maximum pressure, brand the process as the illegitimate farce it is, and lay the groundwork for desperately needed reform. What reform? I do believe Barack Obama had a full majority for 2 years and used it to screw our health care system, cost us more money, provide fewer services, because we bought his BS. We reelected him. So he was president for 8 years. We still need reforms. What reforms? What's so horrible about this country? It needs a complete reform. We don't need any more states. We don't need any of these other... we're going to stack the court. Roosevelt tried that. I think he expanded the court to 15 so he could get his unconstitutional New Deal stuff through. And that backfired. But you see, we're not out in the streets like they are, burning anything down. That day could come. We hope it doesn't. Andy?
Good afternoon, Greg. Hope you're doing well.
Uh-huh.
You know, what you just read off, that letter to her father, sadly, there are a lot of parents that are probably getting that same letter across this country, are having the same conversation with their kids. And I feel so sorry for the parents of this daughter, because they probably worked hard and they did without to give her the best they could. And she took advantage of every privilege that she's had in this country. There are a lot of people that fought and died that gave her the right to feel the way she feels right now, you know. But if I was the father of that girl, I'd reply back. You know, you're entitled to what you think, and I'm entitled to what I think.
Yep.
You know, and there's going to come a day where, you know, that man's going to have a will made out. Good luck.
Yeah. Here's your share. You
know? That's exactly right. You know? It just echoes across what is going across this country. I was talking with the man about 3 months ago, he sent his daughter to the University of Georgia, and we had a long conversation. He was really hurt. And, he said that she left as a freshman, wide-eyed, ready to take on the world. He said when she graduated, she was indoctrinated to hate this country. And this is from the University of Georgia. I think there was a caller earlier today talked about Troy State and what they indoctrinating up there with their students, not putting the colleges down. But there are a lot.
I agree. This is where Antifa and all of this crap is. Because these kids are graduating with useless degrees. Yeah. They're not working.
Yeah, he's gone.
No.
You know.
Happy hour,
who says. That's kind of our fault for allowing this to. Are parents not asking their kids, what are you studying? What are you learning in school? Andy, thanks for the call. That's part of the problem. Nobody took our eye off the ball. 411 Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, the very best. Hey, as we get into the cooler weather, it's time to think about having them out to make sure that you're ready. Some people may have actually popped on the heat last night. If you did and your house smelled like burnt lint, it's because it's dirty and you need it clean. It'll run more efficiently and you'll save money. Clark's is the group to partner up with. They'll save you money on your electric costs year-round by making sure your system is running efficiently. For $159, two annual tune-ups, guaranteed priority service. So if something breaks on a Sunday, isn't that when it usually does? They're on the way. 24/7 for Clark's Club members. Amazing and talented plumbers. And everybody that works for Clark's passes the humanity test with a smoking A. They're just terrific people. People you will love having in your home. So, for the best in people, air conditioning, plumbing, call Clark's 277-2125, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Local news, Charles, back 40, will get right with you. I promise.
Askew with Alabama News Network. Wetumpka football has been put on hold for the week. The Indians had 12 players test positive for COVID-19. 8 others are in self-isolation. Elmore County High School has suspended varsity volleyball for 2 weeks due to COVID-19. One player has tested positive, and 13 others are self-isolated due to exposure to a positive case. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there have been a total of 131 confirmed COVID-19 cases. 802 are currently in the hospital. The Brentwood Children's Home Golf Tournament fundraiser is this Thursday. The annual event will kick off with the special guest appearances by Alabama State men's basketball coach Mo Williams. Executive Director Gerald Jones says they have COVID-19 safety precautions in place. You can pre-register by calling 334-265-0784. And you can also register on Thursday starting at 11:30 at RTJ at Capitol Hill in Prattville. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
413.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a big stalled out area on the East South Boulevard if you're going from Norman Bridge to Highway 331. We've had the reports of a high police presence in that area this afternoon. Not sure exactly what's happening there. We don't have an accident, but you might want to avoid that area. That's East South Boulevard between Norman Bridge and Highway 331 and Court Street for the next few minutes or so. Elsewhere around the boulevard, we're incredibly busy. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Trump on, Charles.
That's me. Hello.
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 How's everybody doing?
Good.
You know me. my sanity, my health.
Yeah, I heard you hollering and screaming yesterday. I think it was.
I don't even remember what about. I'm sure it was merited.
Yeah, you was hollering and screaming about something.
I don't holler and scream to hear myself holler and scream.
Last Wednesday, I called Mama. She said that Sean wasn't going. So as I put on my Stetson hat and my duster, I headed to the round table.
Yes.
got there, no one was there. I ate a beer. Still, no one was there. Second beer, no one was there. Third beer, no one was there. Fourth beer, no one was there.
I thought after the fourth beer you started seeing things. I was there.
Yeah, Greg came.
Okay.
What we did, Charles, because we were in the middle of a storm warning for flash floods and stuff, we can't encourage people to come to a station event and put them at risk. So while we didn't say Baumhauer's was not closed, they were open, we didn't want people
to feel obligated.
Yeah, risking, you know, a wreck in that heavy rain.
The night.
And it was bad that night. It was really bad.
It was. Still at night. Should not let the weather hinder them from participating at the round table.
Well, I had to go home and check and make sure that the flood didn't come through my front door.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she was doing sandbags.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Still, there should have been more than one night at the round table. But anyway, guess what I did?
What'd you do?
Trump on.
Yeah. Okay.
From the heart of Dixie people. Trump on.
Yeah. We were really, we mentioned that on a regular basis last Wednesday. We were in, you know, actually it was Wednesday night when the worst of the wind and rain was coming through. And we can't do that. We just can't do that. We hate it, but we just can't do that. I went over there and picked up and took food home. But we're fairly close to the restaurant here, so it wasn't like, just didn't want people out traveling in severe weather, high winds and rain. And I got to tell you something, the drive home was a white knuckle all the way, whether it was from Baumhauer's or from the radio station. It's not like they're in such different locations, the weather's going to be very different. It was pretty scary. Back 40.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I wanted to comment on your caller before last who talked about millennials leaving the fold. I want to let other parents know I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. It's a hard, hard road, and it's heartbreaking. But I have good news.
Yes.
Bear with them. Don't give up. Don't stop. What did Churchill say? Never, ever, ever give up.
Never surrender.
Never surrender. Be non-confrontational.
Yeah.
Do not curse them, even though you may want to. Do not use words like idiot, stupid, brain dead.
So what you don't want to do, based on what you're saying, is approach your Biden-voting grandchild and say,
"You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard."
You don't want to do
that. Yes. You can use other clean words and get the same point across. But continue to use facts, reason, empiricism, logic, numbers, things that they cannot argue with, and dogpile on them, tag team them, enlist other family members or friends, people they admire.
Yeah.
I give part of the credit to some of my friends, and I will say I have a number of millennial Trump supporters, pro-life Christian voters. None of them are liberals. It was pretty bad there for a while. Some of your listeners either are going through that or they will go through it.
Well,
and you just want to cry.
We would love to hear from those who have and how it worked out. And I'm sure there are situations in progress.
I want to encourage
colleges are producing these Antifa, BLM thugs who, I don't know about you.
Yes, they're trying to undo the raising that you poured 18 years of your child's life.
Even chemically impaired, I never destroyed anybody's property. They think nothing of blowing up cars, buildings, destruction, and this is their salesmanship for the view they advocate. I appreciate the call back. 40. Got to take a break for Rich's forecast at 420.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as another tropical system moves this way. This one has a name. The name is Beta. There's a risk for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Friday, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Beta's track will take it across Mississippi and into North Alabama with some locally tropical downpours at times. We'll be in the 70s tomorrow, but low 80s by Friday, and the risk of some lingering showers will continue over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We debuted it this morning. It's another quarantine. 6 months of this. Test.
There is an awful test for COVID. Q-tip up your beak to your brain, and test results can take a week. That's too late, and it irritates your nose. nostrils. It was fun to have it done. But Canada just made a new test for COVID-19.
During local news, a couple of high school football players are testing positive, and you hear this in other sports, and we don't hear the follow-up. Last week, somebody on the, I think it was the St. Louis Cardinals, tested positive, and then that was followed up by two negative tests in the next 2 days. So, I mean, what we need to know is how many of these are actual positives, or somebody is sick or has symptoms, and how many of these are tests. So much of this is unreliable. And now they can impeach Trump because 200,000 people died, even though the woman that says that was out partying in Chinatown calling President Trump a xenophobe for the Chinese travel ban. You cannot make these people up. It's nuts. Debbie.
Hi. No, you can't. It is something else lately. I have lost a few of my friends because I believe that Trump would make a better president. And they are totally against it. So there you go. And that was all it took. But what really, really got my attention was my very good friend. His sister and his mother got into it. And his sister is very, very Trump. I mean, everything about Trump. Mm. Well, mom made a comment that, you know, when she asked, do you like Trump? She said, well, you know, he's okay with me. Oh, that was it. She was disowning her mother, all the above, you know, how the rants go. Yeah. And this is a woman that is nearly 70 years old talking to her 80, almost 90-year-old mother.
Wow.
This is not young millennials. This is older people. And so it didn't go off well. And she was talking about all the Trump supporters being has-beens and old hillbillies and hicks and everything she could think of. Well, it just happens that the majority of her family are conservative. Not necessarily Republican, but they're conservative.
Right.
And so everything she was saying was to all of them. Well, it didn't take long. She was disowned. And I'm going, good grief. Well, needless to say, in the past, because that happened about a year ago, in the past month or so, she's starting to talk to her mother again little by little, because I think she realizes the importance of the relationship that, like the previous caller was talking about. Sometimes you have to realize the relationship you have with your parents or your dear friends is much more valuable than your belief in who's going to be the better president.
You're right.
And if you're, yes, thank you. So if you're really going to, you know.
I don't think this is about who's a better president, Debbie. I think this is about what kind of country do you want to live in? And my choice is I don't want to leave the kind of country that they've got planned for us. My father.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about my father, who would be horrified. Right. Horrified. What the hell did he go through World War II for to fight this stuff in real time? 4 years of the best years of his life wasted to see this going on? No. So guess what?
No.
I'm on his side. Thank you for the call. Hey, Tom.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm just great.
One thing, to continue with the call, my brother's a big, you know, Democrat, but you know, I just don't talk to him. I don't talk to him about politics. I talk to him about everything else. I just don't bring up politics. We get along great. But did you see that Pelosi is saying that if Trump wasn't, if Trump gets elected, then the world will come to an end?
You know what? Put it out of its misery. What? That wasn't that a great line in the movie Casablanca from Bogey? Then the world would be out of its misery. Maybe that's what we need.
Yeah. But I thought that was funny. It's like, you know, we have to vote for Biden, otherwise the world's going to come to an end. Yeah, well,
And does anybody have a follow-up for that? Like, okay, the world's going to end. Yeah, explain to me how that's going to happen.
Yeah.
What is it that Trump's doing?
Well, if Biden, you know, if you know, if Trump gets elected, then, you know, he'll have the, I mean, Russia will be our friend and will bomb us, you know.
What about China? What the hell? Biden's in their back pocket. They've sent him and his kid hundreds of millions of dollars. He is so up to his ass balls in China. And they're worried about Russia, that's why.
God.
Yeah, China's going to attack us if Trump gets in, you know, because...
Yeah, right.
That'd be the end of the world. There you go.
He's your brother. God bless you.
But,
I couldn't deal with it. You know what? I'm sorry. Bye. I just told you how I feel. What kind of life have we led or wasted if we're willing to leave behind a country that's going to be a hellhole, which is what it will be, as all countries that adopt and embrace socialism eventually are. This country's been really good to me. A lot better than I've been to it in the sum of all parts.
It's been really good to me, too. But you know what? I'm not going to lose relationships over this
You're
election.
You're welcome to feel that way.
Well,
I'm telling you how I feel, not how you should feel.
No. And I'm telling you how I feel. If people want to leave or have nothing to do with me because of what I believe, that is their option.
That is their problem.
Well, I'm not, you know.
Yeah, it's an option, but it's also their problem.
It's on them, not on me.
4:32. Well, we're going to be talking about something very different here in a few minutes. In the meantime, if you are considering buying a new home sales, by the way, or existing home sales, really jumped in the last month. What do we give credit to China for that? The real estate market is good, and it always comes back, even when it hits soft spots, as it did back in 08.
Joel?
And as an owner, you're far better off than a renter because you have that first mortgage interest tax deduction. You get to be your own landlord. Can you imagine being a Trump supporter in a building owned by a Biden fan? That might be interesting. Point being, the mortgage process plays to your advantage on so many levels. You may have written yourself out of home ownership without investigating. And the guy that can investigate that opportunity for you is Morris Capuano. I don't know too many people that are better temperamentally suited to their profession than Morris is for mortgages, because it's an anxious time. But he is your captain and your navigator. He knows the route, and he's the guy that helps take you through whatever pitfalls may come up, a credit issue or something like that. And he handles it. He's so good at it. He's done it for thousands and thousands of people during his great career. He would love to do it for you. Reach out to him at Renaissance Bank. In that partnership, they have lots of programs available. You may qualify for one, but you won't find out through osmosis. Give Morris a call, 409-9300, 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 88697. 88697. Got that?
Yes.
Thank you. Traffic at 4:34.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we're right at the beginning of the rush hour. A lot of folks getting off work a few minutes ago. They are about to head outbound from downtown Montgomery. That means I-65 and 85 are about to get very busy downtown, and a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue, Norman Bridge Road. We're going to see the 31s really beginning to fill up in the next few minutes. We're already busy around the boulevard, especially East Boulevard, both sides of I-85 and East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Baptist. Buckle up, drive carefully this afternoon. We have no new accidents to pass along to you at the moment. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you guys joining us in a minute, let's get Joel. Joel, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey,
I hadn't been listening to y'all lately because I've been busy, but you know what Biden stands for, don't you? B-I-D-E-N?
No, what?
Biggest idiot Democrat ever nominated.
I think that's worthy. I think that's a good acronym for that. Yes, very good. Thank you, Joel. 435.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum and Clear Bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
Number 84417.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as another tropical system moves this way. This one has a name. The name is Beta. There's a risk for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Friday, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely. Beta's track will take it across Mississippi and into North Alabama with some locally tropical downpours at times. We'll be in the 70s tomorrow, but low 80s by Friday, and the risk of some lingering showers will continue over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
It's not just that. It's a mental health break for me. We get to chat with somebody who's got a great business, who knows things that I don't. His name is Steve Kirkpatrick, and he is the owner of Big Block Designs. Good to have you in with us, Steve.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Tell us about the company, what it is you do, and who might be interested in using your services.
I operate a drafting design firm here in Wetumpka. I've been in business for 4 years now. It's blueprint design. If you have an idea in your head that you want to convey and you need blueprints to convey this to the cities and municipalities, to the contractors, I draw up the blueprints so that you can build a home, remodel a kitchen, do the garage, the new baby's room, as-built, building mapping, that sort of thing.
And that is that the expertise that's called drafting?
Yes, sir, it's drafting. I went to college, I studied for it, got a degree in drafting, was an instructional aide for several years, and just thought to open my own firm. I thought I was going to have to work for someone for a while, but Lord had other ideas, and he blessed me with a growing, thriving business. So I'm here in Wetumpka and glad to be here. I love the community.
I'll tell you, Wetumpka is a great place to be. If I had the money, I'd give it to you right now to design me a place up there because I love what's going on in Wetumpka. Wonderful place. Something I might want to ask, like, about my own place. I've got this, my house is about 35 years old, I think.
Yeah.
And so it's showing its age in a couple of places. One is this garden island that lines the driveway. And there were some rails and things like
landscape that. Landscape design. Yes, sir. Yeah. I've done a bit of that. Yes, sir.
Okay, so people could reach out to you for that. What number should people?
Phone number is 334-320-7319. Or you can look up our website at bigblockdesigns.com that has all of our contact information in it.
All right, I will put that on my social media when we're wrapped up here. Can you describe a couple of projects you've worked on recently?
Sure. Right at the moment, I'm doing two lake houses on Lake Martin. A couple are retiring. They have an existing lake house, but it was built back in the 50s or the 60s. It's one of them old concrete blocks.
Yeah.
Needs the bulldozer, and they're fixing to do that. And they want to design a lake home. They had a good idea, and we've been kind of back and forth in several ideas for developing the floor plan for their new home. I have another one that is in Panama City Beach. It's a carriage house about three blocks off of Thomas Drive. If you've been to Panama City, it's the main drag down there.
Yes, I have been to Panama City. It's been a while.
He's a fellow that has the property, and he's going to build a little three-story carriage house for himself and kind of remodel the house for his father. So I do the remodeling, or I do it from scratch. If you want to go and start completely on a blank sheet of paper, so to speak, or if you have an existing house and you just want to remodel the kitchen, we can go either way.
Yeah, most of my I'm using my own home as an example because it's a ready metaphor.
Of course.
Like our backyard, you know, the people that owned our house were very nice. I just don't understand some of the things they did. There's bare concrete here. There's an area of gravel stones, a wooden deck. I replaced about most of the boards on it at this point, but none of it really merges together. Is that a situation you could look at?
Oh, absolutely.
And offer a fix?
Absolutely. We all have different visualizations in our head, our ideas that, you know, this is, you know, what makes you feel comfortable. And what I try to do when I meet a new client is listen to them and kind of get a good idea of the idea that they have in their head. The little mantra that I have for the company is, we draw what you dream.
I like that. I have ideas for that, but I just don't know how practical or functional they are. It would take somebody like you to be able to give us the guidance on that.
I've started a lot of conversations with clients that have had some notes written down on napkins or notebook paper or just, you know, I can't do that. I just don't know how to convey it. So you just sit and have a conversation with people and listen to them and see what they have. And particularly if it's a couple, you want to get them both together because husbands and wives do differ on this.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
You definitely have to get Mama Bear's input on this. Absolutely.
Yeah. Usually the way, in my experience, Mama Bear says, this is what I want to do, and Daddy Bear says,
Pretty much.
Yes,
but
dear.
The man caves are getting popular, so I'm doing a little of both these days.
Yeah. I guess doing what you do, you would see trends.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. This is just kind of an off-the-wall thought, but how has the pandemic affected how people are looking at their homes? Are they looking to make them, you know, spending more time? Maybe they find out, hey, we should do something.
Yes. When it first came to town, what I call the circus, first part of March, business slowed down considerably. I wasn't eating ramen noodles, but it was close. Business slowed down, and I was kind of wondering what was going on. I was trying to use some different marketing campaigns to reach people. Mm-hmm. One of them was the radio broadcasting, which I was finally able to do a couple of months later. But I had some people contact me who were just tired of sitting at home twiddling their thumbs and wanted something to do.
Yeah.
So they're getting out the honeydew jar and looking at, you know, oh, that garage is just not going to work. That kitchen is 200 years old. We need to do something. The bathroom's got to go. And suddenly people were wanting to remodel and refurbish and do things. And my phone started blowing up. Well, I am very grateful for it.
You know, I said nice things about Wetumpka, and I meant them. But the reality for me is I never want to move again. I would rather invest...
Oh, that's horrendous.
I would rather invest the money in what we have, maybe upgrade or come up with a design that's better than what we have. Now, we're not living in, you know, ruins or anything like that.
Of course.
But it is something I would like to improve. And people reach out to you, 320-7319, and you come out to their home or business and take a look. And then...
Absolutely. I like to go on site. I spend probably 80% of my time sitting in front of a computer drawing CAD.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to get out, go to the job sites. I like to meet the people at their homes, at their wherever, you know, the idea is going to take place. And see what they're talking about, because it makes them feel comfortable and it makes for a better rapport.
Right.
They're easier to tell me this idea they have in their head so that I can put it on paper and put it in a computer in CAD and draw what they dream.
Got a bachelor's from Faulkner, huh?
I do.
Wow. That is really cool. I didn't get to finish school. It's a long story that you don't want to hear. Trust me. Our guest from Big Block Design, Steve Kirkpatrick, who is the owner and design drafter, who can help you achieve amazing things with your home or a property you might own, like you mentioned, the folks that are having lake houses designed and built. Reach out at 320-7319, 320-7319, or bigblockdesigns.com.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Good luck. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for being part of News Talk 93.1 FM.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
We'll be back in a minute.
Suskew with Alabama News Network. The Brentwood Children's Home Golf Tournament fundraiser is this Thursday. The annual event will kick off with the special guest appearances by Alabama State men's basketball coach Mo Williams. Executive Director Gerald Jones says they have COVID-19 safety precautions in place. You can pre-register by calling 334-265-0784, and you can also register on Thursday starting at 11:30 at RTJ at Capitol Hill in Prattville. Wetumpka football has been put on hold for the week. The Indians had 12 players test positive for COVID-19. 8 others are in self-isolation. Elmore County High School has suspended varsity volleyball for 2 weeks due to COVID-19. 1 player has tested positive, and 13 others are self-isolated due to exposure to a positive case. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there have been a total of 131 confirmed COVID-19 cases. 802 are currently in the hospital. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Let's see how the roads are moving at 448.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we're right at the beginning of the rush hour. A lot of folks getting off work a few minutes ago. They are about to head outbound from downtown Montgomery. That means I-65 and 85 are about to get very busy downtown, and a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue, Norman Bridge Road. We're going to see the 31s really beginning to fill up in the next few minutes. We're already busy around the boulevard, especially East Boulevard, both sides of I-85 and East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down to Baptist. Buckle up, drive carefully this afternoon. We have no new accidents to pass along to you at the moment. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClendon Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Let's see, we got an update from Jay. Hey, the market finished up this afternoon. That's nice to see. Thank you, sir.
Company pin.
Hey. Classy, too. Better, look at this. I can throw out this wretched writing implement I have. From BigBlockDesigns.com.
Nice.
Very nice. No update from Jay. I got to tell you, I saw he sent us a picture of the breakfast. I couldn't even identify what the food objects were on his tray. I mean, even green Jell-O looked like it would be an improvement. So we hope to hear from him later, see if he's going to be out for a couple days. You think probably?
Yeah, I would think. Two stints? That's not a minor
surgery. No, he just had a vacation two weeks ago. I mean, let's be real here.
It's not a minor surgery. Let's put it that way. I was amazed to hear him on the phone this morning and then to hear him say that.
It is amazing. But on the other hand, I can't say I'm honestly surprised because Jay's a trooper.
Yeah.
And one thing we know for sure is he'll come back as soon as he can. I wanted to spend a few minutes with a Tucker Carlson clip. Tucker Carlson was censored by that woman on Fox News for daring to bring up, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, who identify everybody that listens to this station knows what a dirtbag George Soros is. He's the man that's funded all of these prosecutors in big cities across the country where they're arresting and releasing and not even prosecuting people who are burning down their cities. This is all George Soros' money that got them elected. And we are paying the dividend, especially in those Democrat-run cities. Horrible. Last week, 50, I guess that total number was down, 50 shot in Chicago this past weekend, 6 dead. That's what they call an improvement. How pathetic is that? But I want to hear this clip. It's on dbdailyupdate.com.
Protest pandemonium going from 0 to 100 in downtown Miami. Moments after demonstrators defaced a statue while others spray painted the words George Floyd, BLM for Black Lives Matter, and the communist symbol. Police swarmed the area as 7 News cameras captured cops making numerous arrests. One man pushed to the pavement while another was hauled away in cuffs. That's when the chaos broke out as cops dressed in riot gear showed up and were face to face with furious and frustrated protesters.
What are they furious and frustrated over? What is their problem? If they're out of school, what is so horrible about the world they graduated into that they've got to pull this? And now Governor DeSantis in Florida, he's pushing for a bill that will make mandatory sentencing severe, harsh penalties. Free speech is one thing. Your free speech ends when you throw the first rock. Here's Tucker.
Most living Americans have never seen scenes like that. Now they're common all over the country. What happened? Well, they tell us it's about police brutality. Police brutality has not increased. In fact, federal statistics show it's down. What's changed in many places is the nature of the prosecutors. The people whose job it is to keep you safe are instead making it easier for criminals to terrorize your family. That's not an accident. Left-wing mega-donors like George Soros realize it's easier to install radical DAs than it is to convince the public to let their own cities burn. Soros has worked hard to elect district attorneys who will nullify laws against rioting and violence by failing to enforce them. In Portland, Oregon, where violence has become a way of life, a Soros-funded political action committee funneled $20,000 to Mike Schmidt's campaign this year. Schmidt, in turn, has announced he won't prosecute any of the rioters who've turned Portland into a war zone. He's already dismissed charges against rioting suspects, hundreds of them. In fact, at one point, Schmidt said the unrest in Portland was, quote, beautiful. But it's not just Portland. Entities bankrolled by George Soros have spent more than $13 million in district attorney races in a total of 17 states. Over the past few years, this unfolded in Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia. In 2017, Soros spent roughly $1.7 million getting a single man elected, Larry Krasner, in Philadelphia. He's the district attorney. And as expected, Krasner presided over a dramatic rise in crime. Soros is now trying to do the same in Los Angeles. There's a DA race underway there now. The governor of Florida, though, stands apart, Ron DeSantis. He is against this trend, and for that reason, Florida is a very different state from the ones we just mentioned. DeSantis is now pushing for a law that would mandate very harsh sentences for people who riot. In Florida, under this proposed law, throwing projectiles at police officers would draw a mandatory 6-month jail sentence. Toppling statues and barricading roadways would be a felony. Ron DeSantis is standing apart from so many of our elected leaders, even Republicans, and so we wanted to talk to him tonight about what he is doing in the state of Florida. Governor, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it, and I appreciate what you're doing. So give us an overview.
Happy to do it, Tucker.
If you would, of this legislation that you're proposing and backing.
Yeah, a number of things. I mean, you mentioned increased penalties for people who are involved in these violent demonstrations, and that includes things like toppling statues, blocking roadways. We also have a provision that says any municipality that defunds the police, which is just an insane policy. It's like cutting off your nose to spite your face. If you do that, the state government's going to defund you. We're not going to be sending you money if you're doing things like that. We also are concerned about watching Minnesota, what happened in Minneapolis, where the mayor just abdicated responsibility, had the police stand back. That gave these folks the ability to run amok. If that happens in Florida, we're waiving sovereign immunity. You can sue the local government for damages for anything that happens to you. And then, as you mentioned, with just letting people out, we revoke bail if you're arrested for one of these offenses. And then once you make your first appearance, the presumption is you don't get bail beyond that. Because what happens in Oregon, they go in, they get their mugshot taken, and then they're right back on the street doing the same thing. Well, how is that a deterrent?
Was not. And this has gone on for more than 3.5 months since Memorial Day weekend. I'm not aware of any other governor who's suggested what you're suggesting. Why do you think that is? Why have people put up with this for so long?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, we've gotten a great response from this, Tucker. And part of it was we took action in Florida when all this was happening at the beginning of June. You know, I immediately brought up the National Guard. We have highway patrol strike teams that were there. We actually prevented them from taking over roads because we had things done. But I also thought to myself, okay, we handled it right. We had a lot of mayors, quite frankly, who did a really good job. But I'm like, do we really want to keep playing whack-a-mole? I mean, once somebody throws a brick at a police officer during one of these demonstrations, and then they have to go immediately to jail, they're going to stop.
And we'll pause it there, but he's absolutely right. We've said this 1,000 times. Free speech is free speech. Again, believe what you want. But when you throw a rock because you can't win the argument, or burn somebody's property down, or maim or injure a police officer with some projectile, like those big pallets of bricks that kept turning up in places like Atlanta that had trouble. How the hell did that happen? So here you got a guy who is standing up to that, Governor DeSantis, and good for him. It is 4:58. The market had a little bit of a rebound from yesterday's bad news. We're going to be talking to Brandt in just a minute. And a lot of stories, not just lately, but in the last several months, from people who are working through Zoom. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that are turning up in the background of Zoom chats. And is it okay for a company? Now, Blue Water says you cannot smoke in this building. I've never violated that. I may have exhaled after walking in the back door. That doesn't count. Jacqueline Tomlinson would back me up on that, I think, too. That doesn't count, but do they have the right to tell you you can't smoke if you're working from home? Interesting debate. Don't you think?
No.
Okay, we'll move on.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.